during high school, I and your host, Jaden Madrid, followed with Michelle Miltonovic and Mason McFalls. We are here introducing the March Mayhem of Music and our bracket, British Invasion. Michelle, do you have any words right now before we get into it?
I have the weather for you. Alright, so right now it's 28 degrees Fahrenheit. It feels like 15, okay? It's gonna be sunny all day, but the lowest it's gonna be is 28, which is right now.
Sounds super good. Next week it's gonna start getting really warm out, so I'm pretty excited. Period. Alright, we're gonna start off with Harry Styles. He is number one in our bracket. We are pretty excited to show him off right now because he's really popular. Mason, do you have anything to say about that? Anything to say about Harry Styles? Because I know you were really excited to put him in the bracket. What do you have to say?
Oh yeah, I think Harry Styles is gonna win the whole thing. I can see it.
No, 100%. Well, why did you think of picking him at first? What made you, you know, think of him? What song? Was there a song?
I mean, he's all over TikTok, and girls just fantasize over him. He's huge right now.
No, yeah.
It was a no-brainer to put him in.
I mean, you're Harry Styles, and your girl's geeking out, so it makes sense. Alright, we're going to play Sign of the Times by Harry Styles, and this is Sterling High School Radio.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. We'll be right back.
And that was Sign of the Times by Harry Styles. And now you'll be listening to Adore You by Harry Styles as well. And make sure you tune into after the song so we can talk about the artist. Anyways, here's Adore You. Harry Styles. What do you have to tell us right now?
I have an interesting fact about you with Harry Styles. Did you know Harry Styles has 40 tattoos?
Yeah, 40 I have tattoos. One better. You ready? Did you know he has a matching tattoo with none other than our next artist, Ed Sheeran?
Oh my god, Ed Sheeran. How do you guys think, knowing how he is in our bracket and who he picked, how do you guys think he's going to do against Harry Styles?
Well, we all know my opinion on Harry Styles. I'm sure everyone knows now.
No, of course, Mason. We know.
Harry Styles is very nice.
We know, Mason. You just love Harry Styles. I think he's going to do great in our bracket. But we talked about Ed Sheeran. So we're going to follow that with Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. A classic. All right, I'm excited to hear this. Hopefully you tune in after this song, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
The bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast and never talk slow. Come over and set up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and I'm on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. Maybe crazy, don't mind me, say boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. She smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I. I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I. I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of the weekend. We let the story begin. We're going out on our first day. You and me is 50, so go on. You can eat, fill up the bag, and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour, and how your family's doing okay. I'm leaving, getting in a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm thinking like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love is handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, but I might be safe, boy. Let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. She smells like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I. I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I. I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with your shape, love. I'm pushing through like a magnet. My heart is falling into. I'm in love with your body.
And that was Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. I think he really had some hits through 2017, and he actually released the song 2010, which is actually crazy to me. I feel very old. I don't know about you guys, but I feel very old. What do you think, Michelle?
I do feel old. And also, did you know another fact? That he sold more than 4.5 million copies. He was named the best-selling global artist in 2017. Now, I feel old. What about you, Mason?
Well, I mean, being the senior of the group, I just feel old that way. Because I'm the oldest here. But, you know, Ed Sheeran, he's been around for quite a lot of time. He's made a lot of great songs, arguably Shape of You being his best song. That's my opinion.
100%. I feel the same way. I think Ed Sheeran really had a ton of hits then. I think he was mostly on the radio. I don't really remember. It was him and Rihanna, I swear. he really had some good hits. Reminds me of middle school.
Only Ed Sheeran in the summer.
Literally, only Ed Sheeran in the summer. That's all you heard on radio. That's all you would hear. All summer long. It was great. Alright, so now I'm going to play Castle of the Hill by Ed Sheeran. Make sure you're tuning in to Twitter and voting near 9:45 every day besides Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Make sure you're voting. Keep the votes up. We need to win. Alright, this is Castle of the Hill by Ed Sheeran.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. Tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass all rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart broken, hit me, friends and lost through the years. And I've not seen war in fields in so long. I know I've walked, but I can't wait to go home. All over the cars.
that was Castle of the Hill by Ed Sheeran. I think we're going to play a little game called Guess the Quote. Michelle, tell us the rules to this game. I'm really curious.
Okay, so our two artists is Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, right? So I'm going to say a quote, and you two, have to guess the quote in whichever says that. And whoever, we're going to do up to five, and whoever wins, I don't know what they get. They get a pat on the back, okay?
Okay, a nice little pat on the back, as they say. Maybe a little, you know, cookie, you know? Literally, okay. Though.
Are you guys ready to play?
We're ready. Yeah, like give it to us, Michelle.
I'm ready.
I'll win, Nathan, I'll win.
Who said this? Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, then it's not the end.
I don't know, Mason, but I'm gonna take this one. I think it was Ed Sheeran. I don't know, it sounds a little poetic, you know what I mean? He's an artist, he writes a ton of songs, so I think it's Ed Sheeran.
Mason?
I have to go with my boy Harry on this.
Alright. It was Ed Sheeran.
Oh, take that, Mason. Right. Take that. Take that.
A dream is only a dream until you decide to make it real. Who said that?
This Ed Sheeran. It's gotta be. It's some kind of hippie thing that Ed Sheeran would say.
I don't know. Like, was that an insult? I don't know. But I think it's Ed Sheeran. Oh, I think it's Ed Sheeran as well.
Okay. Well, the person who said that was Harry Styles.
Oh,
are wrong.
Oh, hippie stuff. Harry Styles. Anyways.
Alright. Who said this? What didn't kill me? It didn't make me stronger at all.
That's.
That sounds like Harry. That 100% sounds like Harry. I don't know, it just does.
That's a Harry thing.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, guys. You are both wrong.
Jeez, Iridian, we're bad at
this. We're really bad at this. This is kind of embarrassing.
Okay, alright, next one. Who said this? I fall for your eyes, but they don't know mine yet.
Wait, let's give the people that are tuning in right now, let's give them a little chance. Guess the quote with us.
I can say it again. I fall from your eyes, but they don't know me yet.
This seems too much like Ed Sheeran, but since I'm on a terrible, terrible game right now, I have no idea.
I think I'm gonna go with Ed Sheeran. I think he has this one. Let's see.
I think we need to stop doing the same, so I'm gonna go Harry again.
Alright.
Make sure you text us or tweet us at Knights Radio. We're always on there. We're always seeing what you guys have to say, so make sure if you're actually on tune right now to guess.
So Iridian got it right. I'm sorry, Mason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mason. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Let's do a new one. You ready?
Okay.
A real girl isn't perfect, and a perfect girl isn't real. Who said that?
Come on, Mason. You know who said this.
Okay. So, Ed Sheeran has a song called Perfect. And the word perfect was thrown around in that quote twice. So, I don't think it was Ed Sheeran. I'm going to say it was Harry Styles, because he's the ladies' man.
Okay, let's see. Michelle, what's the right answer?
Aria, what's your guess? Sorry, what's your guess?
I'm going to say Harry Styles. This seems like a Harry thing to say, so I think it was Harry Styles.
All right. It was Harry Styles.
Exactly. Exactly. But talking about Harry Styles, to shoot back at him real quick, Harry's really been worldwide right now, especially on TikTok and social media. I swear, I see his face every single day. I'm not mad about it, but I see his face every single day. But shooting back to him, we're going to play Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles.
Strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want strawberries and that summer feeling.
so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. What a move to the high. 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 What a move to the high.
And that was Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. We're coming to an end of our show, but we're going to overview what's happening right now. What do you guys think about Harry Styles and Ed Sheeran, and who's going to win? Who do you guys think is going to win?
Well, me personally, if it's just, like, against these two, I think Ed Sheeran has, like, a way to go, you know? But I still believe in that man. Ed Sheeran, he's great.
No, truly. I mean, Ed Sheeran made a lot of, like, sad songs. When I think of Ed Sheeran, I think of a lot of sad songs. And I think everyone through these times relates. Not to be like that, but, you know. Mason, what do you have to say?
So, I'm going to have to be honest right here. In the summer, everywhere I went on the radio, Watermelon Sugar or whatever Harry Styles song always played, and I hated it. It was so annoying. But I started to listen to his music, and I like the guy. He's all right. He can make good songs. So I think Harry Styles is going to win the whole thing. That's just me. So be it. But I'm pretty sure everyone on Twitter's got my back with that. Harry Styles is winning.
Exactly. Make sure you guys, again, are voting at Nights Radio on Twitter. We are always on there. We're always posting. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you tune in next Monday for the halftime show. I know they're having really good artists. Make sure you tune in. Michelle, Mason, anything to close out? Any last words?
Yes, I have one last thing to say. It's been an honor with you. And as always, good night!
Period. Again, we're going to shoot you guys out with a song from next week's artists, which are AC/DC, Dixie Chicks, Jackson 5. Oh wait, my bad. Wrong show. My bad. Justin Timberlake, Maroon 5, Prince, and Britney Spears. What do you guys think about that real quick? Let's just talk about it real quick.
it's too good. It's, like, too powerful, you know? Like, ooh, they might beat us here, you know? Ooh.
I don't think they're beating Harry, but Justin Timberlake's, he's up there. He's a pretty good artist, too.
You think so, Mason? You really think Harry Styles is going to come through? You really think he's going to win this whole thing?
Oh, I have no doubt in my mind that Harry Styles is going to win.
Oh, that's a lot of confidence, Mason. That's a lot of confidence.
I had a lot of confidence last year, and it got me nowhere, but this year is different.
No, of course. We completely understand, Mason, and your obsession with
I Harry wouldn't Styles. Say I'm obsessed, but he's an alright guy.
No, yeah. Okay. Alright, and we're gonna close this out with Victorious from Panic at the Disco. Just because we're talking about 2010 and 2017 and the time through this. So we're going to give you guys a little flashback. Anyways, I was your host, Iridian Madrid, followed with Michelle Milutinovic and Mason McFaws. And you were listening to Sterling High School Radio. Go Knights.
Just for the attention, cause that's just ridiculous.